Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It would be wise for you to put the weapon down.
Who the f*** is this ass?
Please refrain from using any further obscenities in the presence of these people.
What?
I've warned you. I'll be forced to thrash you.
F*** you.
Freeze, you diseased rhinoceros pizzle.
Oh, great cut, great scene from Coming to America. I'm dressed as the main character in that particular scene.
He was the guy that had the mop stick.
Yeah, with the whole mop stick as well here on a Halloween Eve, I guess is what we'll call it, as our Odyssey Houston Halloween parties today. So
why don't we say I will be forced to thrash you more often? That's a great line.
That is a good
no,
point.
No, that line, Arsenio Hall said at the end, that's what we need to say more often.
Freeze you diseased rhinoceros pizzle. I don't even know what a pizzle is. I don't think I should say that on air because I don't know what it means. It's very dangerous in this instance. But yeah, we appreciate you guys rocking with us and gaining as much enjoyment as we are from being
Thanks
dressed.
To my African connection.
Being dressed
I don't
as,
think we're going to see that guy back in McDowell's again.
We're dressed up as Coming to America characters for this Halloween. Hope you're enjoying that quite a bit. Intrigued us to which Houston Texans the Texans will be dressed up as when they get out there on the field at NRG on Sunday, because they've kind of been a little bit of a tale of two teams of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Which team shows up this weekend will be interesting. But D'Amico Ryans was talking about talking really a lot more amicably, interestingly enough, with the media yesterday.
Yeah, that was funny. Remember the infamous one. Even before he said the stuff about outside noise, I was telling you guys off air, he didn't sound like he's necessarily into it. He was more into this.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. It might have been. You might have just needed to relieve that pressure. You know, you did that. I believe there might have been some conversations afterwards.
Or he might have taken a step back, yeah.
And then everybody was like, you know what?
Yeah.
We can get back to football. And there was a lot of football talked by D'Amico Ryans here. There's a lot of football in this game as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same 60 minutes of football on the field. But I think that there's some interesting things happening with this, and starts, I think, the big thing, that the Broncos pass rush. I mean, they are high up there in sacks in the NFL. This is one of the top five defenses conservatively. So this is going to be a real interesting test. And for a defensive guy like D'Amico Ryans, he was asked, this is cut one, what jumps out to you about that pass rush from the Broncos?
The Broncos rush group is a really good group. All five guys they have are really good. On the edges, I would say Benito is a really good speed rusher. So, you know, there's not many guys like that in the league who has the explosiveness and the first step quickness that he has, which has allowed him, you know, to get a few sacks. So it's going to take a ton of effort, ton of work to get it done. But we just have to play our technique. Don't overthink it. Just play our technique. Really strain to get them blocked up front, knowing that they're a really solid group and really solid on the inside as well. They'll play a five down front. It's just everybody across the board is going to have to win their one-on-one matchup.
Oh, boy. You talk about keys to the game, which, you know, we kind of avoid because it's a cliche. But even in the successful outings that the Texans have had, you know, whether it's Ravens, or this week against the 49ers, where's the weak spot on the offensive line?
Interior.
Jake Andrews.
Jake Andrews.
Putting on his heels sometimes. Now, they've had success. They've managed it. They've been able to do it. But this is going to be the one. I mean, this is going to be the one that is going to really sort of prove or not, you know, how far you've come along.
Yeah, and I think also on top of that, it's the, even depending on how you feel about Laken Tomlinson mm-hmm. and Juice Scruggs individually as guards, I think the rotation there is interesting. We're just talking to ND, a defensive lineman whose job it was to make those offensive linemen look bad, talking about how with some of those things, especially with stunts, games, those types of things, mm-hmm. it's more about getting that feel and that, you know, that comfortability with the guys next to you. How do you do that when series to series that's shifting? Like, I think that's going to be a very interesting thing that makes that position also weak in a particular way, dealing with the likes of Zach Allen and what this defensive line comes up. Even though the one guy he brings up, Nick Benito, pay attention to that cat, that speed that he has off the edge.
I'm glad you said that because that, you know, we made it a point, I know I did, and we talked about it, to say, hey, Tay Ursary, kudos, great job. You know, we didn't mention his name once in the Niners after the Niners game. Well, you know, he's the other one where, like, all right, let's see how you do there.
And I will admit, I'm more concerned about Nick Benito than I am about some of the other edge rushers mm-hmm. because Nick Benito is a smaller speed guy. Like, he absolutely is. Shout out to Zach Bye talking about this with us yesterday.
Yeah.
That's being a big, long guy like Tay. That speed to just bend that edge around him is one of those things I worry about. I don't worry about Tay having to deal with power. That's a strong, big old dude.
That's what I'm saying.
It is that speed rush that I'm interested in.
Now we're going to find out.
Especially when C.J. Stroud, when he gets in his head or when he has looked poor, it's been him dropping back, going back, not having the ability to step forward, step up and pick up yards or step up and make a play. The interior of this offensive line might be pushing back. And then if you have a speed rusher coming off the edge, that's going to quicken that clock for CJ. Hopefully it doesn't, but it's has the possibility of it.
Yeah.
And then where does he escape to? And then does he have his eyes coming down as opposed to looking up, finding places for the ball?
And then, you know, just as an offshoot of that, we've talked here and there this week about, you know, Patrick Surtain being out. And by the way, I did look at the reporting is 4 to 6 weeks at this point for him. So he's out.
And just for to make the official portions of it, on the injury report from yesterday, he was a did not practice.
Yeah.
So like that, as far as you can get there, he's on that path.
But
to
with
play.
That in mind, you know, and I brought this up. I heard Seth talking about it. Obviously, Andy Kalu brought it up, and you can find out, you know, all those on the Odyssey app and go back and listen. With that in mind, the one good thing about, you know, these matchups on the offensive line that he's talking about with the Broncos defense, they shouldn't, I'm not going to say they won't, but they shouldn't blitz as much because Surtain is out, because you're not going to have as many, you know, man-to-man situations.
Yeah, I think that's possibly the case. Mm-hmm. But again, these teams know, you know, I think teams operate when they see this Texans team and they go, fresh meat. As much as, like, I would like that to not be the case, let's be honest, man.
Sure.
I think that there's a level of fresh meat kind of perspective to it. So mm-hmm. I do think teams sometimes change up what they're doing. Also because you know that that's your way of getting at the Texans, because the defense ain't going to be it, right?
Exactly.
Like, attacking the defense is not going to be the way that you get at them. You'll be able to sustain and try and make something happen there.
Yeah.
But the way that you really attack this Texans team is getting after the offense. So I'll be interested in that. But speaking of the other side, D'Amico, I think that defense perspective, looking at what his challenge is, the matchup with Sean Payton, that's a good coach. We've talked about it a number of times. D'Amico, is there anything unique or special preparing about Sean Payton?
The most difficult thing about Sean Payton's offense is it's a high volume of offense. So you're going to see a ton of different plays, a lot of variety. He does a great job of, you know, whether it's using a quarterback in some zone read type plays, getting in a wildcat, using his receivers on jet sweep. It's a ton of variety. So you really have to trust your rules. You have to trust your techniques, things you worked from OTAs and training camp. He's going to test all of your rules. So you have to have elite eye discipline, and you have to be exactly where you're supposed to be. It's really a rules, be where you're supposed to be, a discipline matchup, because he's going to test every single thing that we've had, any issue plays that have come up. He does a great job of attacking it to see if you cleaned up those issues. So we'll get a heavy dose of a lot of different plays.
This is going to be so much fun. D'Amico versus Sean Payton, in essence. I know Matt Burke is calling the defense, and it's a combo effort here. But the Sean Payton, you know, his experience, his bona fides, as you've said, versus what D'Amico Ryans does, That's the game within the game stuff that is going to be so much fun to watch. Because rest assured, you know, as much as, hey, they got the lowest scoring defense in the NFL, which they do, Sean Payton, he doesn't blink. You know, he's looking for the little soft spots, the little matchups, the little, whether it's, you know, trying to get Petrie in coverage or the linebackers in coverage or running, you know, attacking the middle of the Texans. He is going to try to exploit that big time.
Yeah, and I think that's such an interesting perspective. I'm glad D'Amico expressed it. This is complexity that mm-hmm. you're dealing with.
Big time.
And there's a lot of things to have to think about, mm-hmm. right? And with just the limited nature of a week anyways, I do wonder if that in and of itself ends up being a difficulty to deal with, where there's a lot of things running through your head. D'Amico's defense, in its most simple form, it's you know what you do. It's very simplified. We pair it back so that you go out and you can play fast, you can mm-hmm. play instinctive, and you can be the best version of yourself. Thinking back to the Seahawks game, and maybe this isn't a one-to-one comparison, but one of the things that felt like in that game was early on they decided, well, we got to be real careful about the play action. So think about that. So make sure that you're not just triggering and jumping up into the you know run gaps so that passes don't end up. And that ended up hurting them in the early portions of that game mm-hmm. until they seemingly kind of changed the way that they went. And you saw those linebackers getting upfield into the run gaps. I do wonder, does that go to a different level with all of the things that you have to think about and be prepared for with Sean Payton? Like, how is D'Amico maybe going about, and of course, there's not going to be a particular answer to this, but I do wonder, how does this defense go about thinking about, well, Sean Payton likes doing this, and there's all these other tendencies and possibilities and wrinkles that he can throw at you. Does that at all make the defense slower? Could that impact it? I sure hope not. I imagine that D'Amico, in the way that he always is going to have his defense and empower them to do the things that we do it well, and not do too much changing to what the other team does. But, I mean, with the respect that Sean Payton has and deserves, I'll be interested to see if this defense is capable of just staying true to what they do and not having any of that effect.
And I'm going to be very interested to see, you know, how they try to match up their rushing attack. You know, here and there we've talked about it. And clearly they did the job against Christian McCaffrey. They did the job against Derrick Henry. But as much as the Broncos don't have Derrick Henry or Christian McCaffrey, they have a much better rushing offense.
Without question, which
doesn't sound like it, you know, logical, but they're third in the NFL in rushing between Dobbins and Harvey and just as a team in rushing. So that's where the whole Payton and D'Amico stuff is going to be really interesting to me.
Right. Because mm-hmm. on top of thinking, when you think of great offensive play callers, you start thinking about passing a lot of times.
No.
But even with that being the case, now you have to make sure that you stop the run. And I think the few times that I've looked at this defense and been like, oh, they're a little susceptible, is when they have to commit so much to stop the run that now things can happen behind you. Can you give me this here? Because I thought this was interesting. This has been a thing that was an issue with this team defense a little bit as well, was seeing quarterbacks change the numbers, the math on mm-hmm. the game, right? Where last week against the Mac Jones, you're not adding that 11th man that you have to guard in Mac Jones getting out and running. Even though he did that on, what was that, the third down and third and long where he picks mm-hmm. up yards with his feet, he doesn't lean towards that. Bo Nix a little bit more towards that. D'Amico, what's your message to the defense on containing Bo Nix, who's capable of getting out?
The main thing with Denver's offense is going to start with containing their run game. That's where they hang their hat, on the run game. So we have to do a great job of setting edges, tackling well. They have two really good backs. And then with Bo Nix, what he does a really good job of, and the coaches have put him in a really good position to get on the edge. He's using his athleticism a lot to get on the edge on a lot of their keeper plays. If it's not there, he doesn't like it. He has the athletic ability to escape the pocket up the middle through the A and B gaps. So we have to be very sound in how we're rushing him, especially our defensive tackles. We have to rush with awareness, because he's a very athletic kid who's made a few explosive plays when he's able to not just escape the pocket running, but he's also made some nice throws as well, escaping the pocket. So it's going to take everybody to continue to be locked in and disciplined in our coverage, disciplined in our rush lanes, because he can go anywhere. A really good player, good young player who's done a good job. And I think as a staff, Coach Payton and his staff has done a really good job of making the game easy for him.
To simplify it, he's got a little Baker Mayfield in him.
Just a little bit.
He got a little Baker
Mayfield
in him.
A small bit about it.
You know, in terms of maybe not the dog, you know, that Mayfield is, but certainly being able to do exactly what D'Amico talked about right there. And I think that's another reason we talk about offensively. This could be a game that sort of validates a lot of what you're doing and maybe gets you over the hump. I think defensively with things like that, I think it's appropriate as well.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued by this matchup. This matchup of Texans defense Broncos offense is going to be really fun. I think the more pivotal one clearly is going to be Texans offense, Broncos defense. But I think, like, if you were want to be a nerd and a junkie on, like, the football side
absolutely.
Of it, this is going to be a real fun side.
I mean, I don't
want to
be a nerd, but I think that's what it's going to be happening right here.
I mean, you look like a nerd, though. You gotta,
today I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, today I do.
And to be fair, maybe you always look like a nerd, because I saw at least two people say that they looked at you and were like, if I didn't see the other costumes, I would have assumed that Lopez just wears this from time to time. Like, you do look like, in the way that you're dressed currently, and if you're not looking at it on the YouTube or the Twitch chat or what have you, Lopez is wearing, what is this jacket? Is this tweed? Does this count as tweed?
Tweed.
Okay, he's wearing tweed, a bow tie. I don't know what kind of hat.
Fedora. With the
fedora?
You kind of look like Tom Landry a little bit.
You do. You got a little Tom Landry.
Down.
Yeah.
You look like you, one, only read newspapers. And I don't say, like, only read newspapers as in, like, you know, I don't read it online. No, just that's the only thing that you've ever read in your life is the paper.
Yeah.
And then, two, you look like you just sit outside of supermarkets. Like, that looks like your number one form of recreation is just sitting outside the supermarket or a park.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm a fishing shirt kind of guy, and not a hat or glasses guy. But actually, that's going to tie in with one of my confessions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know what? Looking down, it is about that time. So coming up next here in the loop, let's get some lunchtime confessions going. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so this confession I have, Figgy, you might be able to relate to this, because I think you've been in the old crosshairs of my opinion on this for a while.
Uh-oh.
I've always given people who wear the fake glasses a hard time. Like Nick Wright used to wear them all the time, and I would just, you know, endlessly give him a hard time.
What were you giving people a hard time about with the fake glasses?
It's just, what are you doing? You know, Figgy, you've done it occasionally, and I've given you a hard time.
Yeah.
So here's the confession, but I want to circle back. There was a brief, maybe hour this morning when I put on these glasses that I'm wearing for Saul, you know, from Coming to America, I kind of thought, all right, I could do this, you know, maybe not these glasses, but
I think the glasses fit you pretty well. Like, and I'm not even joking. The old man that goes to the grocery store and everything.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I think it fits your frame well, that if you had worn something else, it works.
So there was a brief moment, that's the confession, where I was like, all right, I get it.
You kind of understand it.
I kind of understand it. But the more I've had them on, and I haven't taken them off, I've been in character the whole time. I don't know, man. I still can't even remember having this hard a time with it when I had to wear reading glasses before LASIK. Like, this is too much. This is too much to wear these glasses. They're always messing with them. They don't. Maybe it's just these, whatever. Yeah. But I go back to my original point. Fake glasses, come on.
Well, you got to pull them off, though, man. They kind of swagged if you could pull them off right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing about it is, like, you get all the downsides of glasses without needing to. I think
right.
Like, you get the bridge of the nose and those types of things. I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why, but I hadn't fully considered, like, the implications of a decidedly, like, quote-unquote online player like Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Paired with the most online fan base like the Rockets. Like Kevin Durant, we know, you can go back to like the Burners, whatever. He's a very online, interactive.
Social media active.
Yeah, he's very active. And if there is a fan base in NBA basketball that is active and, you know, really talkative online, particularly on Twitter, it's the Rockets. I hadn't considered the way that this came together. So we mentioned it, right? The Rockets got a victory yesterday in Toronto. And then after the game, Kevin Durant is like responding to tweets that people are sending. Shout out to Roosh Williams. He's, you know, does a good job kind of talking about the team. He tweeted something after the game and Kevin Durant responded, "Brother, I can't believe it. Sometimes I'm surprised that I get." Roosh tweeted about Kevin Durant never playing with a big that would draw double teams like Alper and Şengün. Because Alper and Şengün, a couple of times.
They were doubling him and leaving KD wide open.
Right. Yeah. Next pass open, which is one of the better shooters in the league.
Yeah.
They're leaving Kevin Durant open. Kevin Durant responded and said, "Brother, I can't believe it. Sometimes I'm surprised that I'm that open and I start bricking. 28 just sees everything." So speaking of 28 being Alper and Şengün, I was like, wait, who? I did not expect this, especially like after the game, a couple hours after the game, he's out here tweeting with the rest of us about the game and how he missing shots because he wasn't expecting the pass to come because of how open he is. I just had not thought about what could happen.
A match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Can you roll that forward though?
Now, who knows?
When those big losses happen?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Who knows?
But see, the good thing, and I know people gave KD a hard time just being online and stuff like that. The one thing I do appreciate him, he do acknowledge the good.
Yes.
Like he do, you know, when people say something good about him, he do interact with that because, I mean, we kind of have our thing with the honey badger, Tyrann Mathieu.
Well, he didn't.
Where you can say a whole bunch of good things. He won't retweet that or say anything or respond, but he respond to the bad stuff.
This kind of goes back to one of my long, long-held frustrations with fan bases. Like, you know, you go to a press conference or a press availability or even social media and you're like, well, you know, I wish they were just more transparent, more truthful. And then when they are, you still get mad.
We can raise our hands because that's some of the D'Amico thing, right? Is that, you know, we've gotten mad at him being a little bit
but
more
I'm talking
honest.
Like over the court, like Kevin Durant is transparent.
100%.
Yeah. And honest.
Yeah.
And tells you what he thinks. And then people get mad about it. That's what we crave.
Yeah.
That's what we crave.
I really appreciate when coaches, players all be honest. Now, however, if a coach is being honest and saying something that ain't true,
that's different.
Then I'm like, all right, I'm glad you said that, but that's not true, bro.
right. But yeah, I hadn't considered it nearly as much. And then yesterday really clicked with me. I was like, oh, this is going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not just all season long, but he signed that extension as well. We got some years of getting used to Kevin Durant. Just like, I would like to comment on the game that just happened, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm excited for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta confess, I kind of hate that our Halloween party up here was on a Thursday that wasn't Halloween.
Yes.
Because my annual, let me dress up in my Halloween costume, walk out the house looking very unnormal. Yeah. Like, just in my car, stopping at the light, somebody looking at me like, what is he doing?
What are you doing?
What kind of hair you got going on? Yeah. And then even walking into the building.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping nobody was on the elevator.
Nobody on the elevator.
Yeah, so I got there. It was a lady standing there. And then I got there. The elevator opened up. I went in. I'm like, cool, just me and her. She ain't paying me no attention. Then, like, five other people walked in. I was just like, damn.
I'm surprised because
they're looking silly.
We usually have four elevators. Two of the elevators are broken. So
yes.
Yeah.
When we got on the elevator, myself and one of our other coworkers here on at Odyssey Houston, it was packed. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about shoulder to shoulder. Another thing that I probably shouldn't
say
that came to mind.
Okay, I'm sure everybody immediately knew.
Yeah, at least one person walked off the elevator and was like, I like your outfit. I was like, I appreciate it.
I'm just walking in with this thing on my head.
The bald cap and everything.
That's a rough one.
Yeah.
You could be anything by yourself.
Exactly.
Now, with us, everybody knows. But
even if I just had this one without the cap,
yeah,
I don't think people, somebody probably would say, damn, he dressed a little dressy.
Interestingly, when I walked in the elevator, nobody blinked an eye. Nobody blinked like, hey, there's an old dude.
The only thing that I imagine the person who thought about talking to you but didn't was like, does this man know what floor he's going to right now? Like, sir, do you need any help, sir? That's the only thing they thought about.
Can
in
I
their
push
mind,
the
I
button
bet.
For you?
Or even sitting there like, should I compliment him on his outfit? I'm not sure if that's a Halloween outfit or is he for real?
He's going to a funeral. He's going
Is he dressing for real or is this a joke?
Yeah. I've done this. Figgy's done this.
I feel like you're just picking on me at this point.
Yes. No. Yes. This is not picking on because I like the Ursays, man. I like what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
You saw the Adam Schefter tweet. They've been making all the rounds. So now all the Ursay daughters, they've made the decision to sell a majority of the Ursay guitar collection. Mm. And they don't need, it's not about the money. They actually said they felt it's time to find the next stewards for such a beloved and important and expensive collection. Like, they're not guitar collectors. Jim Irsay was. Mm. And I'm like, it's getting harder and harder not to like the Irsay girls.
They're so reasonable as people.
It really is.
They very down to earth.
They're like, it was the world to him, this guitar collection, which, by the way, I want to get to some of that in a second. But doesn't mean as much to us. How about we find something that it's important for them? You know, I'm like,
I wish they kind of kept that same energy with the team. This football team don't mean much to us. Let's sell it to some other dope.
Yeah, they'd be better for us.
And so they could trash the team.
All right, you're doing a lot. Would you like to take this mint and sell it to somebody else? Mm-hmm. No, this thing print money, but we will find the interest
in
this.
Hey, you was the one that wanted them to tank a little bit. So what better way you could tank this team by selling it to some billionaire dope who don't know how to run a team.
And so the second part of this, and I know you might have another confession here, but let me just go through it real quick. If you had to pick one of these guitars, this is just part of his collection, all right? Y'all should be able to guess. Pink Floyd's David Gilmour's Black Fender Stratocaster, Jerry Garcia's Tiger guitar from The Grateful Dead. He's got several, apparently, Prince's guitars. Bob Dylan's Stratocaster from the Newport Folk Festival. Kurt Cobain's that he used in Smells Like Teen Spirit. And then several more from
this is a tough collection,
Eric,
man.
Clapton. Elton John. Jim Morrison.
Man.
Janis Joplin. Pete Townsend. The Edge from U2. And John Coltrane. You only pick one.
Damn, man.
They're going
to
say.
I was about to, with the first one you said, I was going to be like, yep, that one, that's it.
Pink Floyd's?
Yeah, I was going to say that until you start rattling off some more. Eric
you only
Clapton,
get,
Jim
you
Morrison.
Only, the Ursay girl said, hey, go into that room, pick one.
I mean, I'm getting one of Prince's guitar. Like, I want to make this more difficult because there's definitely, I mean, a Clapton guitar is real interesting to me.
Jim Morrison?
Yeah.
Jim Morrison obviously is one of those. Janis Joplin is
that's
one
mine.
That I would
that's,
absolutely.
That's mine. Layup.
I can't not. He probably is the greatest person to have ever played a guitar in Prince. And he's of all the music that you mentioned, it's the music that lands most with me. No, I'm getting a Prince guitar.
What about John Coltrane?
I'm with you. I love me some John Coltrane.
Kurt Cobain.
Ooh, that might be my
that
number
one?
Two.
Yeah.
In the concerts and the video of Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yeah. I would probably go with Jim Morrison, to be honest.
That's a good one, too. I would go with Janis Joplin, but Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain.
No, it's a lot of heavy hitters, man.
But good for the Ursay girls.
Yeah.
Man.
Y'all probably already know that this is my sentiment. However, I completely agree with this podcast clip. And this is from I forget what the name of the podcast is here, Figgy Fig. This is a Patrick Sertan's podcast that he does with Terrion Arnold, a couple of cornerbacks in the league. Obviously, Sertan and his team will be facing off against the Texans. Well, I guess Sertan probably won't. However, a man that now comes into focus a little bit more, Riley Moss, the guy who's on the other side of Patrick Sertan, is going to be the focus of this clip. And yes, again, I will tell you, I agree with Patrick Sertan.
Pat, we was talking about your boy today too, Riley.
Riley.
I ain't gonna lie, go come on the tape with Riley, boy.
Yeah, he been hooping.
Riley hard.
Nah, Riley balling, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I think they racial profiling my dog though, man. They calling all these flags on my boy, man. I ain't gonna lie, the flags is egregious, bro. You don't understand, bro. He had a rep against CD. They ran fade. He was in perfect position, played the ball, played his hands. They caught a flag on my dog. I'm like, I don't know what it is, what they got against him.
You think they profiling your boy?
Yeah, they profiling him, bro. It got to be, bro. I don't know what it is.
Without question.
Well,
without
are you
question,
sure
John
about
Lopez.
That? Are you sure about that?
Without question, they profiling Riley Moss. Now, this is another game where I would like them to keep profiling. However, I feel like we should acknowledge that's what's happening here.
Yeah, no Russ like, oh, it's about to be a long day for
they're
him.
They're like, yeah. That was good coverage. Wait. Ain't no way he did that without cheating. Ain't no way that white boy stuck with him without cheating. Go ahead and throw that one on there.
Yeah, we probably needed to make that clear. That's what he was talking about.
Well, his name is Riley.
Yeah, well, I know, but that doesn't mean, well, it kind of does.
713-572-4610. Tell me if you know someone named, a black person named Riley. Now, just let me know. Maybe I missed somebody.
The boondocks count?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought
that
about
count?
That. I don't think so, but that's the one. That's the one that might be the exception.
That's the only black one I know.
So yeah,
from a cartoon.
But yeah, Riley Moss. I might, if there's betting odds on that, like flag for Riley Moss, especially as he becomes the more focal point cornerback. Yeah, man. That profiling is going to happen at NRG
That's
Stadium.
So funny.
I see that coming.
That's awesome.
But they know it. You see it. Terrion Arnold, Patrick Sertan, they know it. They're like, hey, man, y'all hating on him because he's white. We'll see him and his team on Sunday at NRG Stadium. And those are your Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. A lot of Prince love, Kurt Cobain love.
Man, that's a tough.
It's tough, man. Oh. I don't think it's the wrong answer, to be honest.
Yeah, and there was a Hendrix, too.
Oh, because someone said Hendrix.
Yeah,
that
was a Hendrix.
Yeah,
that one actually might.
Would you
get
do
me
that one over Prince?
That
because that's the best guitarist. Man.
That one might get me to change my answer, but I probably won't. I'm probably sticking with Prince, honestly. All right, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a Thursday, so let's do some buy or sell. Are you buying what these various people in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. We do it next. All right, we're about to do a little buy or sell here on a Thursday in Loop on Sports Radio 610. I actually got to recall. The fellas of The Drive on a Thirsty Thursday are out and about today. They will be at the Buffalo Wild Wings, I believe, off of 290. If there was ever a day to play, today is the day. However, that's still not the right address. If you go to 8507 Queens Boulevard, you will not be seeing Clinton show. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you that. But I'll get you an address
You'll
for that.
You'll be seeing me. Yeah. You, McDowell's.
That's right. You'll be seeing McDowell's. I love that you do that so much that now people are texting as soon as they hear 8507 Queens Boulevard. No, I'll let you know where that is. And Mind you, I asked for black Rileys. Riley Green of the Tigers, I forgot. And then somebody else mentioned, and this is incredible because it ties in what we were talking about. B.B. King, his legal name, Riley B. King.
I never knew that.
No idea.
So today I learned.
And that the man called him B.B. King. I'm going to call him B.B. King.
That's right. That's right. If a man wants to be called Muhammad. Anyways, let's do a little buy or sell, John Lopez.
All right. Let's do a little buy or sell. You know, Rocky Marciano beat him.
All right.
It was 76 years old.
He did whip Joe Louis.
All right. Let's start with the lead here. It's been a big story this week, which is kind of weird in itself. But D'Amico Ryans said, quote, "The outside noise doesn't bother me."
I mean, you have to sell it to the very obvious point that he got riled up behind it. Mm-hmm. The particular outside noise, I think. I don't think just like generically, generally, I think he's right. The outside noise or the nature of outside noise.
Yeah.
It can't bother him. That's part of the job. I think he knows that. I think the particular fever pitch and the ways in which the noise pointed at particular people,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he liked that last week. And so I think it did bother him, but I think that's him telling himself, right? I think we all have been a place, not quite lying to ourselves, but we tell ourselves things that we want to be true, mm-hmm. speaking things into existence. I think that's where D'Amico is somewhat when he's bringing those up. I don't want the outside noise to bother me. I won't allow it to bother me because I can't. But I think last week it definitely got to me.
Yeah, I'm selling it too. I think. In general, I don't think they listen to the outside noise mm-hmm. and it affects him type deal. But I do think the conversations from last week and all that stuff, I think it did get to him. Because if it didn't get to him, I don't think somebody would bring it up.
Exactly. And I'm largely with both of you guys. I think the outside noise, he's good at, you know, he's good at not listening to it. The thing about not bothering you and ignoring are two different things to me.
Okay.
You know, we all get criticized. You know, some of us more than others. Some of us, you know, not hardly at all. But we all get criticized.
Stop criticizing Figgy like that.
I think we all hear it, and I think it bothers everyone. Like, even if you, whatever, you know, it's just a little like, well, you know, whatever. You shrug your shoulders and say, that kind of bothers me. But criticism like that bothers everyone. You will not convince me otherwise.
Especially if I bring it up.
But you ignore it.
If I bring it up and say that don't really bother me,
mm-hmm.
it's just like, all right, that ain't the first time you brought something like this up.
So I'm selling it too. Of course it bothered him. Of course it did. Are you buying or selling this? And this is a long quote. Steve Sarkisian was rumored to be willing to leave the Texas Longhorns and maybe for an NFL job and maybe even the Tennessee Titans. This is the quote. "I'd love to touch on this, so bear with me for a second. It really bleeps me off that one person can make a report that in turn the entire media sports world runs with as factual. To the point my agency and my agents have had to put out a statement. They've never done that. Historically, Jimmy Sexton never had to do that, but I had to do that to protect my locker room and my team. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was completely unprofessional, that person to put that report out, and the fact that everybody ran with it is borderline embarrassing to the media. And I respect what you guys do, I really do, and everybody else. But the fact that everybody ran with that truth is really embarrassing. I've got a small circle, and when I make decisions on what I do and what I won't do, and nobody would speak on my behalf without me knowing." Where did he deny it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't hear a denial in there. And to be fair, I get why he has to protest in this instance, mm-hmm. because you are recruiting. Mm-hmm. You are in front of people at all times, mind you, especially in this modern college football, where you're constantly trying to sell the vision of what your program is.
Yeah.
And as soon as there is doubt that you are going to be there to run that program, there's doubt on whether or not somebody's going to agree to sign up to be there. So that is tough on what your current job is. However, I assume that this is the case with any coach at a big program that's doing all right, that they have some level of interest.
Of course.
Or at least to the point where they will listen if a job of note comes up at a level. I don't know, not all coaches in the college level would want to go to the NFL, but I think there's
a good number.
Amount that would want that job, especially if it fits the type of player that or the type of coach that they are, which I think it might more than Sarkisian would let on.
Yeah.
I think also for me, the particular indignation that you came with does feel like you doth protest too much, as if like this is clearly something that you're trying to walk away from. So yeah, I I look, I don't, what's the buy or sell particularly here?
Oh, let me give you mine because this is how I'm going to lay it out. I'm actually buying what he said.
Gotcha.
I think 100% he's mad that it got out, and he's mad that someone in that small circle somehow, some way, you know, Diana Russini found out. But so I'm actually buying that he 100% believes what he said. My thing is, where did he deny it?
He didn't. And I'm not sure that he can, because I would imagine that there's some truth to it. I do. It's a bad place for everyone.
Yeah.
I do also feel weird for Diana Russini, because she's been on a run of like kind of missing some things. And I haven't seen, at least I did not see, and maybe there were some people that went and like substantiated that kind of scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anybody substantiate it. And that's always rough when you're in the business of scoops.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're in the business of scoops, and maybe let me ask you, as you've been somewhere near that.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to be right, but then you also would like for other people to go and be like, yeah, I verified that. That is correct to add some validity here.
Absolutely.
And I haven't seen that here
right. With
Diana.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I think I kind of want to sell it, to be honest, because he did mention, I think in that state, I think I heard it when he mentioned he keep a tight group and they don't say anything.
Small circle.
Yeah, BS and all that type of stuff. But like, why are you? I mean, I understand why you out there trying to defend it a little bit, try to say this ain't true because of recruiting purposes. But I don't know, man. I just think. I'm just not really buying that, man.
All right, Lane Kiffin, very popular name for a number of jobs. He said that he never takes a job based on the money.
I actually buy that. He's had big money jobs early. He was fired by the Raiders and USC before he was the age 30?
It was there.
He was really young.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
He was really young at those jobs. I think
he's only like 45 now, so you've got to be right.
He got a real early lesson in not all money's good money.
Yeah.
I think every job that he's taken since then has been, how do I build myself to the place that I want to be, less about money? I completely buy that for him.
Yeah, I'm buying it too. I think he's probably looking at the situation and all that stuff, because I'm sure he probably offered way more money for other places.
Yeah.
But he probably didn't feel comfortable or feel like I can succeed there. So I'm buying that.
I'm buying it too. I am. All right. So Carson Wentz was in the news this week as well. For playing dang near three games. Was it separated, dislocated shoulder, or something along those lines? Really bad injury, immense pain. He said this today.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was forcing me, pressuring me, any of those things. Everybody has handled this tremendously.
This is tough, because that's the dude at the midst of it, and that's the dude who would probably be most incentivized to be upset. And I should buy it. Something in me is like, don't buy it, though.
Yeah.
Because, again, I know him to be a guy that wants to be on the field. I know him to be a guy that believes himself that he is tough. Like, that's that North Dakota
or
whatever in him. North Dakota State, I guess I should say. I still also believe inherently that it is the obligation of an organization, especially when you talk about the medical staff, to in some ways protect a player from themselves, knowing that they're going to want to go. And it felt like that part of this was off. So I get the idea. Maybe the idea is like nobody pressured him, but I think there's also instances where somebody's supposed to sit you down and be like, hey, man, this one's a little too far.
Yeah,
I'm actually buying this, man. I'm buying it. I think we always look at the team as being responsible for a player being out there and all that stuff. But I think I think they should have just made that decision. I think they should have just said, no, I'm taking you. I think the head coach should have said, no, I'm taking you out.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think probably the head coach was probably asked, hey, you good? He ain't going to say no unless he's really like so messed up where he can't really perform.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of on him, where he felt like, I'm good to go back out there. I'm going to go out there.
I was going to buy it until the very end of this. When he said everybody has handled it tremendously. Somebody hasn't. Somebody screwed up. It might not have been. I mean, maybe he did. You know, nobody forced him. Maybe somebody did. No,
but
maybe
it,
this, maybe that. But it was somebody screwed up.
It was the team's responsibility to say, nah. Like, you saying you good, but nah, I don't feel comfortable.
And you know what? I want to acknowledge in this that some of this is just the outcome was really bad, and so we feel bad. Because there is something to be said for, like, if that guy is fighting you to try and play and you're like, you accepting the responsibility of these issues on
but
the backside that Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz is clearly taking those, like, I wanted to play despite all this. And I understand him wanting to play. He was out of the league earlier in the season.
Yeah.
They called him up off the couch in order to fill this role.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there's some of that, I imagine, from Carson Wentz where he's like, no. You're not going to take me out of here without...
I think there's a lot of that back and forth.
I will go out on my shield type stuff, and he really means it, so he's willing to deal with the
consequences. But see, the other thing is, if a team had, like, a franchise quarterback they were trying to protect and all that stuff, they wouldn't do that. They were trying to do whatever they can to protect that player, even if it means send them out. And we've seen instances where we thought somebody was ready to go and said, you know what, we don't feel comfortable putting them out there. Let's sit them for another week.
I agree with Beth. All that. All I'm saying is somewhere along the line.
It should have been the Vikings.
Somebody screwed up.
The Vikings. Coach O'Connell should have went out there and said, we can't put you back out there. I don't feel comfortable.
One more quick one here. Myles Garrett said he would trade 5 sacks for the win. He had 5 sacks on Sunday. They lost by 19 points.
I buy it. And you want to know why?
Really?
He already got his big money, baby. The money's already there, man. He's already solidified himself. If Myles Garrett stops playing right now, Hall of Famer, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Them 5 sacks didn't do nothing for him. Now, if you were in the Sean Pendergast school of looking at this, you go, well, that's what you signed up for, big fella. You took that big paycheck so you could have 5 sacks and no victory.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about like 5 sacks.
Yeah.
I'm selling that. Nah, I don't believe that one bit because, as great as a player Myles Garrett is, that brother always play on his own, man, as he should because he is one of the best players. But, I don't think he'd trade 5 sacks. It'd be one thing to talk about 2 or 3.
That's exactly where I was
5 sacks?
Going.
Nah, you ain't trading that.
I know what y'all saying.
For one win.
I wish you would.
For one win. We ain't talking about Super Bowl. And for one win?
Yeah.
Nah, man. He'd take a loss with 5 sacks for at least one loss.
I wish you would tell me that because I want you to hear it. Like, I wish we could have played it. The way he said it, I had no doubts of his conviction in that moment.
My thing is, if they were like 6-0 and they lost, their first game and he had 5 sacks, he wouldn't trade that for a loss.
My thing is,
I mean, for a win,
it's the 5 for me. Like 3 sacks, I'm with you. Like 3 sacks, yeah, I traded for a win. And a lot of guys have gotten 3 sacks. 5?
Yeah, no, I think Myles Garrett just frustrated throughout the whole season.
5?
And then now it's just like, man, forget this 5. Sacks.
What is there, less than half a dozen people ever that have had 5 sacks?
There's a law of diminishing returns, right? Like, it could be 17 sacks. It gets even worse when you go, I got 17 sacks and we still lost. Right? Like, when you say it like that, it's like, damn, man, them sacks ain't mean.
But the reality
is, that's throughout the whole season, though. This ain't just one loss.
That's
his frustration.
Because, like, the reality is, like I said, maybe half a dozen people ever have had 5 sacks in a game. Maybe more, but not a lot more.
I think he's saying that in this moment right now.
Yeah.
He did agitate for his way out and ultimately stayed. I do acknowledge that. But, yeah, I believe him. I understand, man, that especially in these sports where these dudes are pros, they won a lot in their careers, especially with how great they are. That losing, it does something to you, man. It'll break your spirit.
Yeah.
Even 5 sacks worth. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Mind you, I did, in fact, pull up the address for where the fellas will be at of the drive. Still not the address. It's actually 25704.
It sounds the same.
Yeah, it kind of does. So I would say
25704.
25704. 290 out in Cyprus. Go check out the fellas today from 2 to 6. All right, coming up next, let's talk about this because it seems like we might have some wide receivers back, which means they have to do a little figuring on how this rotation should go. How do you want the wide receiver rotation to go? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.